Okay. Everybody good? Yeah. Okay, we're gonna go ahead because we are already behind schedule. So we're gonna start with the DSA team, I think, and they're gonna present their findings, answers to the question, lots of crazy ideas on how the open source community and can help foster EU compliance. Or yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's as you will see, it's like. More than open source, it's like open approach ideas. So we have many ideas on the user interaction with the platform. So, for example, So we have a lot of ideas on how users should interact with the platform. So the like methods or API that the platform should expose for the user, for example, to export the data to another platform, so a sort of federation for personal data, and then there is also the idea to have platforms to automatically expose APIs or endpoints to do GDPR-like data donation, so for the user to donate its data to either the investigative team or a CSO running a test or a study, etc. Then there was also something about the how can platform check their compliance, so like a sort of self-service checkbox to check if the platform is compliant or not with the regulation. There was also a an idea about if you are big enough or like bigger than a threshold, then all of your patents and models, etc., are public domain, which is a very good wish list, but let's see. Yeah, and then coming back to the user content, the idea to allow or to enforce a bring your own model, especially for a recommender system, which is already done in some like open or open like social media. And then one really interesting one is also to apply this API terms of service, so to standardize the way terms of service are written, to have them to be like programmatically inspectable and to expose like in the open in the Creative Commons way the features of the license, with a introducing also a SPDX identifier for the license. And then the last one would be to have a unified repository for all the advertisement libraries that are scattered through the platforms now, and they use different schemas, different names for the features, etc. So these are the the ideas.
That sounds pretty great. There have been some amazing ideas, and maybe we'll see some of them implemented in the coming years. Who knows? I'll hand over now to Toby to do the CRA wrap-up.
Thank you very much. We were trying to answer the question, how might we make sure that the implementation of the CRA is a disaster? And frankly, you have delivered. So congratulations to all of you. We'll figure a way how to put them online, right? But, you know, for example, I see here, remove all incentives to be a steward. That's a pretty good one. Ignore all open source producing SMEs. Okay, that's another good one, right? So there are lots of those. And then there are really interesting solutions to each one of those, right? So we'll figure out how to share it with the working group and make it a publicly available resource. And I'm sure there's some really good ideas in there. But yeah, thank you very much. This was fun.
So on AI, we went a bit all over the place, but the discussion was really, really interesting. You can see from the chaotic whiteboard, we started talking about what makes open open and had the discussion around reproducibility and the challenges that are posed with reproducibility for AI. Essentially, borderline impossible is the challenge. But then we then moved on to discuss other things like the importance of ethics. You know, should there be ethical considerations in AI? And we kind of concluded as well that, well, with proprietary AI, you'll never know if it's ethical or not. With OpenAI, you actually have an opportunity and a chance to find out. We also talked about the importance of building AI that's reasonable and non-discriminatory and how we could go around achieving that. Finally, we talked about building stuff at the end of the day and emphasize the importance that all of the open source code that we have around AI already, all of the open source libraries that we've got around it are a great starting point, and that we're essentially bootstrapping a knowledgeable community, because people who've never done AI before are coming in using the existing open source stuff and building on top of that, which is really, really cool. So I think that's about it. Yep. And I think that brings our workshops to a close, and we'll be moving on to the next block.